What are we going to do now, Jalen?
What to give the people?
What are we going to give them?
Give the people what they want. Give the people what they want.
They want us to spit hot fire.
This is a very special edition of Jalen Jacoby.
What up, Del?
Boogie!
Yep, medicinal.
Had to get that.
Look how you got me, Tom Brady.
Not going to be able to do it.
We'll pop the trunk next week. We'll be back.
John Wayne couldn't even stand the rain up tech.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. 10-year anniversary special. What do we do? We get a people.
What?
10 years ago, I'm in LA live at the facility, get a phone call from a Detroit area code.
313.
Jalen Anthony Rose is on the other end, says he wants to do a podcast for Grantland. Podfather already approved it at the ESPY Awards after party. And I asked Jalen, who do you want to do the show with? Do you have like a friend from growing up or someone you play with in the league? And what do you say?
I want to do it with you. Because I knew you oversaw all of the podcasts. So therefore, even if my podcast stunk and I did it with you, you was going to make sure it got posted.
I'm not going to cancel myself. I'm not going to cancel the show that I'm on. Brilliant strategy from you back then. And we were very much a Pop the Trunk production.
Yes.
In the studio in Grantland. This was before we were on TV. This is like back in the day when we didn't even have a crew or a staff. I would push the buttons to record the cameras. And then we would go in and do our thing. And the very first show, how did you start it?
I started like we started today, giving the people what they want. And the thing about our show that I really appreciate, first off, that the first handful of years, we didn't have guests. We wanted the people to get to know us. And as Periscope transitioned to YouTube and we were doing the show on Grantland, this was a passion project. This wasn't in our contracts.
No.
We had our day jobs, but this is something that we really wanted to do. We were doing it once a week. Then we started doing it twice a week. Then we started doing it five times a week. We were doing it as a podcast. We became a two-hour radio show. We were on ESPN News late at night, ESPN 2 in the day, and ESPN, we graduated. Congratulations, my brother.
Yeah, man. It's been a long, great run. I think one of the things that this was so important for you early is because, especially as an ex-athlete in media, you get pigeonholed into like, oh, he can only talk about basketball. You know what I mean? This is an opportunity for you to do much more.
Absolutely, because working on various shows before I got hired full-time from ESPN, that's exactly what I was doing. And when you have those shows, that's the content that you're providing that audience. But I'm like, I got so much more to talk about. I want to talk about pop culture. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about politics, current events, or whatever. And Grantland provided that. And shout out to Bill Simmons.
Yep.
Because he allowed us to be green lit. And early in our show days, there were a lot of unorthodox conversations and emails, I'm sure, that were being had about the graduation of our show, the
why is he holding a bat was a big one.
Why is he holding a bat? Yeah, that was a good one.
You mentioned that we didn't have guests for the first 4 or 5 years. And then eventually we did start inviting other people into the Jalen and Jacoby family. And here is just a brief clip of some of those.
Consider Jalen and Jacoby your parking spot to fall through like bruh, man, anytime.
It's an honor to be on you guys' show, man.
El Capitan, Mr. Kareem Abdul. Jabbar.
There's shows and there's the Jalen and Jacoby show. Major key alert.
So where my name come from? And she said it came from Jalen. So Jalen Rose.
You hit every day on the wall, my brother. You know that.
Yes, you did have to
invite
yourself on the program.
I can be dead
times.
And be in the wall.
Yes.
Bold bracelets.
Yeah, well, let's see today.
Let's see today.
Let's see.
More than like four bracelets.
Bracelets.
Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks a lot, Kyler. You a beast.
You want the wrong guys. It's all good, though. I guess you'll learn your lesson, right?
Yo, I be watching y'all every day. Y'all some crazy man.
That's just a handful, just a slight sampling of some of the people that have come through and joined us on the program. And we've had people from all aspects of life and entertainment.
No doubt. We've had a 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. We've had a 40, Water.
Two.
We had a 400 with YG.
Two Chains.
We've had a L-O and an X.
Yep.
We had a Griselda.
Yep.
Steve Harvey.
And Snoop. When Snoop came on the show, you were having tech problems, so he just waited for 40 minutes. Just waited and sat there.
All I know is this. When Snoop was waiting 40 minutes, he probably put a couple in the air.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what
while he was
about.
Waiting on a proceeding.
I have no idea what you're talking
and
about.
And how about when Versus started?
Mm-hmm.
We had Swiss and Timbaland on the show.
Yeah. Just spitballing ideas.
Bone Thugs.
Come on, guys.
3-6.
Come on, guys. Those are technical difficulties. These are some of the football players that we've had come through.
Yes.
DeAndre Hopkins comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam Jordan's going to take somebody's job in this industry.
Absolutely. And the beautiful thing about this show is that we wanted people to feel like they could be their authentic selves.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily have to go through a filter. We wanted to be a television version of social media, kind of like the Breakfast Club does in entertainment, because our show and their show basically started around the same time.
It's always surprising to hear whether it's 100% true or 10% true when everyone's like, well, I watch your show every day. I love your show. And I'm like, man, DeAndre Hopkins watches the show? I got to try harder. I should probably be prepping if Big Sean's going to be watching this show 3 days a week.
No doubt about it. And the beauty of our program, Jacoby, as you know this, in multimedia, a lot of times people are put out a list of people they want to have on the show
mm-hmm.
when they're trying to pitch or launch a show. We're going to have Will Smith. We're going to have Jay-Z. We're going to have Beyonce. But then if you have those guests or don't have those guests, you still got to do a show. And I always appreciated that we showed up, the audience showed up, the guests showed up, and we consistently get the people what they
Seeing on the screen right now, some of the female guests, it was very important to us to make sure that we represented people from inside, outside sports, of all genders, all colors. There's my homegirl, Annie. Shout out to her. And Mr. Rose, one thing that was very important to you in the planning of this particular program is we had a lot of conference calls about it, and you said over and over time, just make sure that we represent the Locks and Griselda. Why was that so important to you? Of all the 10 years, why was it so important to you that we featured the Locks and Griselda on this program?
And Method Man, too. Keep mm-hmm. It Moving has been a staple of what we do. Soft move or boss move, cultural or regional. But it was important to me to make sure we represented the Locks and Griselda because they remind me so much of us in a lot of ways as it relates to multimedia, sports, and entertainment. You can't just catch us off the first watch or the first listen
mm-hmm.
because you got to actually immerse yourself into the lifestyle of Sheik Looch, Styles P, Jada Kiss, West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine. And a lot of times you may see us and be like, man, are they on the wrong station? You know what I mean?
Sometimes we are.
Right.
One of the things that makes you so happy about this program, kind of as I mentioned
and
earlier.
And I love those guys.
Just the wide variety of people that watch the show. But there was one particular person who mentioned that they watched the show that just makes you so delighted every time you watch this clip. Let's toss to the infamous Tyson T.I. clip.
Tip and Mike. Mike and Tip.
I like that. Because I see Jalen Rose has his little guy with him, Jalen and Jacob.
Right. So
Kobe and Jalen.
Jalen's got his little guy. So when that clip, when we got our hands on that clip, you spent an entire summer trying to get me to fight Mike Tyson. Every time you would play it, you would instigate it, trying to get me to start a fight with Mike Tyson. And I'm here to officially say that I will never, ever, 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 ever slander Mike Tyson's
name. And also, over the last 10 years, I appreciate that there has not been a podcast pitch meeting that Jalen and Jacoby show haven't been mentioned, just like Mike Tyson did there.
Well, we will continue the 10-year celebration right
celebrate
after this.
Good times, come on.
Right here. Tony Romo has not officially filed retirement papers. Becoming part of the media before actually retiring as a professional athlete, soft move or boss move?
Wrong side.
What's happening?
Baltimore.
That was the best thing that ever happened on the show. First of all, you didn't know where the tattoo was on your chest. He was like, oh, wrong side. It's your own chest.
I was looking in the mirror.
You're the best.
Hey, what's up, Jalen and Jacoby? Barry Sanders here. Happy anniversary and congratulations on making it 10 years. As you guys know, after 10 years in the league, I was done. But you guys, after 10 years, still going strong and just getting started. Keep up the great work.
Shout out to Jalen and Jacoby. Congratulations on all the success that you two have had. Very proud of you, Jalen. Known you since you was a little kid. Appreciate you. Love you. Proud of you. Enter a learner. Exit a leader. And you are a leader, my friend. Congratulations.
For Isaiah Thomas and Barry Sanders to even know my name, to even know this show exists, for them to even acknowledge my being, is so very humbling for those gentlemen to be a part of this show. Thank those guys so very much for shouting out Jalen and Jacoby in our 10 years.
Appreciate them. And over the course of our 10 years, we've had some clips that have gotten a lot of attention. I believe one of the first ones was when we launched the series at Grantland, Storytime with Jalen Rose. Because just hanging around the office, Jalen would tell some of the most wild stories, and we just had to bring them to life. And the very first one was about the time you stole Patrick Ewing's television. Yes, you heard that right.
The Hicks versus Knicks. Now, I was a member of the Indiana Pacers. We faced the Knicks a few times in the playoffs. That became a rivalry. I felt like, since I was getting minutes, that season I led the team in scoring, that I had to put myself in the middle of the rivalry. So, of course, that means I let the big fella, Patrick Ewing, know that I'm out here a little bit. We were in the garden. I felt like I wasn't getting the benefit of the whistle. So one time I drove to the basket and I felt like he fouled me and I didn't get a call. I was a little frustrated. He tried to step over me. So I tripped him. You know, he drooping sweat. Like, Patrick Ewing's still sweating right now from when he played. And he always had those big knee pads on. So I tried to get him between his calf and his knee so he'd really fall real good. And you know, at that point in his career, if he'd have failed, he probably wasn't getting back up. He stumbled but didn't fall. And I'm like, damn. Because all of a sudden he realized what happened. It was the open floor. Everybody else went down the court. And now I'm like, where's Antonio and Dale Davis when I need them? Our big power forwards can protect me right now. That's why I carry this bat. People want to know why on story time with Jalen Rose, I carry a bat. I got to protect myself when I'm telling you guys these stories. And I needed this that day when Patrick Ewing jumped up on me. So what I did, they came to Indiana. We just got finished beating them on our home floor. Both teams were flying out to away games. I just so happened to go into the airport. I walk in and I see a silver chest with blue and a sticker that says Patrick Ewing. So then the Detroit instincts came out. I look to the left, look to the right. So I hit the handles. I open it. It's a TV with a VCR attached. But that was something then. We don't use VHSs and VCRs anymore. To have a TV with the attachment and it has his name on it, I was like, I'm getting this. I two-wayed my homeboy. Of course, he popped the trunk. He's my Detroit homeboy. He's down since day one. We down like four flat tires. He just popped the trunk. I threw it in the car, and we kept it for years. Like, people that come to my house, I couldn't take the sticker off. It was stuck on there. So people would come to my house. All of my friends and family have seen Patrick Ewing's TV at my house. And why would Patrick Ewing be carrying a TV on the road? So he could watch film. So hopefully I cost him some preparation time. Patrick Ewing, thank you for the TV. I really appreciate that. You know, I'm from the city, and TV, VCR attachment, had to get that.
You haven't seen that in years. I can tell by the way you're laughing at it.
And by the way, his head coach was Pat Riley. Mm-hmm. His assistant coach was Jeff Van Gundy, who was responsible when they got to the next city to make sure that Patrick Ewing, Beast as they call him, got his TV. So I caused the New York Knicks and my guy JVG, the notorious one, some drama for stealing that TV. It's only right. Shout out to the Knicks. But the next one, I want to say rest in peace to the late, great Kobe Bean Bryant. And it's an honor for me to be one of the players on the opposite team when he scored the second most points in NBA history. Let's go down memory lane.
If Michael Jordan is the original, Kobe Bryant is the remix, baby.
Gather round, it's story time. Yeah. Story time with Jalen Rose.
Toronto Raptors, we hoped to be a playoff team. We had had some injuries. And it was right after we had just traded Vince Carter. I actually came there to run with Vince. Hey, yeah, I'm going to Toronto to run with Vince. Absolutely, that'd be great. And before I knew it, they were complaining about where his mom parked and complaining about him. I'm like, this guy's a superstar player. Like, leave him alone. Mess with these other 13 guys. We're playing a 1-2-2 zone in the NBA versus Kobe Bryant. Yeah. And we were winning earlier in the game. So it gave us, I guess, some false sense of security. Duh, who's Kobe gonna pass it to? All right, Smush Parker, he's open for a jumper, okay. So before you know it, Kobe's putting up pretty good numbers, but he's not really going off. I think he probably had 20-something in the first half. And then I want to say he erupted for like 40 or something in the third quarter.
How does that happen?
He was dominant over us. You know, when you growing up and then the rim in the backyard is 8 foot tall and there's one guy that can really probably dunk on a 10 foot hoop, but he's playing on an 8 foot hoop. That's how he was dominant, putting a smack down on us. He really did.
Is he talking to you?
He didn't say a word. And we thought about doing some things to him during the game. I remember one time we came to the sideline and Mike James, myself, and a couple of guys huddled up and we were talking to Sam Mitchell about, hey coach, think we might want to double team that guy? Maybe make someone else beat us? That may help.
And it never happened.
He was playing one-on-one between the legs, behind the back for three to the basket. I just remember realizing at one point in the game, this may be something historic happening right now.
Were you checking him?
Oh, I did guard him. I got a healthy 19. But I was so frustrated, I'm like, coach, we gotta make this guy at least work on D. Right now, he's guarding me. I'm about to take him to the post. Sam Mitchell got so mad at me for doing that, he didn't want me A, to do it again. B, he took me out.
Why didn't you guys double team him?
That's a great question. And coaches go through this sometime. Since you didn't listen to me 100%, I'm gonna watch you suffer. And coaches do that to their basketball teams when they feel like they want to send a message to the team.
So you think Sam Mitchell was trying to send a message to the team?
Absolutely. But Kobe sent a stronger one to all of us.
When you huddle up with Mike and Mo, what did you guys say to each other?
We suck. We're idiots. Why do we let that happen? Why didn't we clothesline that guy? But you know what? All of that is a tribute to the respect that we have for Kobe. Because if he would have been taunting in any way, shape, or form, it would have all went different. When you're going against a guy like that, there are going to be historic nights. And it's not like Luke Walton scored 20 on me. Like, if that would have happened, I would have buried my head in the sand.
Yeah. Story time with Jalen Rose.
Just want to take some time to make some apologies after watching that one back.
At least me and got families.
Strays. Yeah, Luke Walton just catching strays. He's out here unemployed. But we, you know what? In that interview, I remember asking, was like, were you guarding him? And you're like, I had a healthy 19. Well, since that evening, people have done the math and have the receipts. When you look at those 81 points, you got more than everybody else, but only 18.
But it's funnier when people say, I got all 80.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the exclamation point of the joke. You know what I'm saying? And I can deal with it. But also, I thought about something. As we progress and Kobe's going to have a statue in front of Staples Center, let's show the image of actually what it should be. It should be me guarding Kobe. I turned in the opposite direction.
Yeah, like you're just in the putting hand in the wrong way. You're going to have a statue outside of Staples Center.
Yes.
You're going to be one of those legends like Oscar De La Hoya and Kareem and Magic and Shaq.
I always knew
you would get a statue outside of an NBA arena.
I always knew it.
I just didn't know that you'd be playing terrible defense on a legend when it happens. There is so much more that we have in store in this celebration. Again, not just today. We'll be celebrating all week next week the 10-year anniversary of Jalen Jacoby. Make sure you stay tuned.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon.
And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
We're here to wish Jalen and Jacoby a happy 10th anniversary.
Oh, I remember our 10th. We still liked each other.
We did, and they still do. They started as a podcast in 2011. Jalen and Jacoby, we congratulate you on your 10th anniversary together.
Treasure every minute like we do. L'chaim, kids.
L'chaim.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We always say that we are the second longest running duo at ESPN in the studio.
And
capacity.
The second most handsome.
Both two. PTI.
Yes,
big
indeed.
Shout out to Tony and Mike.
Love you guys. Thank you very much.
We've been going down memory lane today and we'll continue to do so next week. But some of the things that we've done on this program, I'm not proud of. Do you remember when I really thought that Patrick Mahomes was going to win the Super Bowl? Do you remember when you put your feet on the table? You had your feet
long
out
before
on the
Aaron Rodgers was doing it on Zoom. You know what I'm saying?
I had to dress up like a clown because Mahomes couldn't score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. You know, no, no.
And story in the times, era, interstitial story times.
The now Eagles you
see,
era.
But you know what? Now you see why I was 30 pounds heavier. You see what I was eating.
So this I am proud of. You know what? And anyone who thinks I didn't jump through this table, go ahead and jump through the table and holler at me, all right? Please. We also like to, we like each other for real, like Tony and Mike said. We hang out outside. We're in Cutter right there. You know what I mean? Going to events. I'm always your plus one. Family Feud, one of my greatest moments.
You saved us for sure in the lightning round, no doubt about it. I froze up.
Every year, I'll be at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf
you,
tournament.
Appreciate the support.
Appreciate you. And again,
yes,
like, we're going to go for another 10 years.
Yes, we are.
But not only that, we're going to extend the 10-year celebration through all next
yes,
week.
Indeed. Yes,
love
indeed.
Love you, man.
Love you too, brother.
Good show.
Thank you guys for the support. 10 years and counting. Love.
Jalen, we just wrapped the television portion of the 10th anniversary show. This is for the podcast listeners. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. And Mr. Rose, we got some things set up for next week.
We do.
We got some guests coming through.
We do.
We'll be putting some interstitials out there.
Yeah, we are.
We're gonna bring Keep It Moving back.
Yes.
We're gonna make sure we do every single segment. What's a segment that we haven't done in a long time? There's some. Like Jalen explains a movie plot. We never do that one anymore.
That's a good one.
Definitely don't do Am I Crazy, but that's for other reasons.
Yeah, we can't do that one.
Can't do that one anymore. Not in 2020.
Can't do that one.
Not in 2020. Don't get fired topic of the day. We haven't done that in a while.
You know what I like? Cultural or regional.
Yeah, we haven't done Don't Get Fired topic of the day for a reason.
Cultural or regional.
Cultural, regional, soft move, boss move. We're going to bring them all back, and we're going to do a Keep Moving with them.
Can I go therapy real quick on this program real quick?
Does it matter what I say?
Yes, it always matters.
Okay. Well, you're going to do it anyway, so go ahead.
It always matters. I love this show and you and our audience so much and our team and our staff. I lost my mom a little past 8 a.m. And it was one of the toughest decisions of my life to come and do the show an hour and a half later. And that day taught me a lot about myself. Because while I encourage people to go to therapy professionally for a lot of different reasons, this show represents that for me. It truly does. I get a chance to express myself with my brother in front of an audience and be unfiltered. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that I've been able to do through this show that I felt like I was putting on for my city. I was putting on for my culture. And I'll just explain a couple of things to you and to the audience. As we look back at the journey, you're going to be like, they let him do that? Like, just think about this. There was a time when we tried to do a do-rag Jalen segment.
We tried. There was some post-recording controversy. There's some conversations had to be had.
But you know, I've come full circle. Like Debo. You know what I'm saying? I had
undershirt and a Dutch in your do-rag, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
a little different. A little different when you got the fly
you're
pistons
right.
hat.
You're right. You're
and
right.
The Puma track suit.
Yeah,
you're yeah,
right,
yeah.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. How about carrying a bat? How many emails did you and Bill get, phone calls did y'all take when you started a show with me and I decided I wanted to carry a bat?
Well, that was fine. It was when we started the Grantland Basketball Hour, and you had the bat on like primetime ESPN real estate. It's one thing when you do it on YouTube, you know what I mean? Some social clips. It's just like, oh, I don't know why he's got a bat, whatever. And then is when the Grantland Basketball Hour happened, because it was about basketball. You're a basketball player. You got a bat. You're sitting in a throne. I don't remember. It was like a big chair. It was like a throne.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to have Kobe on.
Yeah.
Like big,
why
huge
has he
guest.
Got a bat? Why has he got a bat? Yeah, man. And not just that, just also like because we started as a podcast and we pop in the trunk and kind of doing it ourselves, we never really dressed up. You know what I mean? If you notice most ESPN shows, it's like you dress up. You know,
every.
It wasn't like one night they're like, oh, we're going to put you on at 2 in the morning on ESPN2. It's like, oh, I'm not going to get dressed up for that. And then once we established it, we just never decided to dress up.
That's a great point. And I always looked at our show as a sports and entertainment version of the Breakfast Club, because we started the same time. And I love Charlamagne, Envy, and Angela Yee. Mm-hmm. And I felt like what they did in that arena, we can embody in ours. And for you and for the Podfather, Bill Simmons, shout out to Harlan Endelman, who was our longtime producer.
We can't name Reg everybody. DeLedge. I was afraid you're going to go down this road.
Okay.
We cannot name everybody.
Okay.
Even if we're listing, like, point guards in the league, we always miss somebody else. But there's been dozens and dozens and dozens of people that have, whether for 3 days or for 7 years, impacted this program and left their own stamp on it. Our faces are on it, our names are on it, but this is a whole entire family. And to every single person that has ever, 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 ever sent a single email or spent 7 years dedicated every day to it, we really appreciate all your
help. And I can't front, I take pride. And I said this to Gilly and Wallow when I seen them. I said this to Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson when I saw them. These is in Merrill. Like, these are shows that I take pride in knowing that as a podcast that became a television show, it was a springboard in a lot of ways to changing how the industry was curating their multimedia. Because before, either you were a TV show or a radio show. You didn't show up on TV dressed like this, looking like this. And by the way, another innovative thing that I'm proud of, retiring words from the lexicon. We have words hanging up. Swagger. We retired that word. And I know that the greatest executive assistant of all time, Michelle, posted some JRLA gear, and she called it the swag store. I didn't post that.
No, hold on. Swag is an industry term for like merch, okay? So it wasn't supposed to be like, look at how swaggy we are.
Got you.
But I do want to talk to you about the General Rose Leadership Academy store, because you can purchase things there. And I bought a cardigan, right?
Thank you.
JRLA cardigan. And I was like, I'll wear it on the 10-year anniversary show. It came today. I opened up the package, two beanies and shorts.
Two beanies and
two
shorts?
Two beanies and shorts.
hey, dog, let me tell you something.
Maybe that's just a little like free package that I'm getting.
Hey, man, we're Detroit Public School, dog. Limited budget, dog. We'll get you your items immediately.
The stuff is really fly, though, and I'm going to make some more purchases.
Thank you.
I'm going to get me a cardigan one way or the other.
Appreciate that. And even things like the Washington football team. I watched them play now, and since they dropped their logo, their mascot, or whatever, we didn't say that for like 7 years on this show before that happened.
Mm-hmm.
We also retired Bust, because for me...
Not the only Bust in the studio, though.
Jada Kiss Bust.
Jada Kiss Bust.
That's classic.
We started celebrating
right there.
Jada Kiss after that fateful night in Madison Square Garden. But Jada Kiss Bust was in. Is it there? Oh, is it your crib? Where is it now?
Hey, dog, I took that home.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Pandemic.
Whoa.
Pandemic. I wasn't playing with y'all, dog. I took that to the crib. One day I came here during the pandemic, the only thing I took was the Jada Kiss Bust. That's at the crib. I ain't playing those games. He don't even have one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the only one that exists. And I appreciate my brothers from the Locks, Griselda, all of the artists that have joined the show, all of the entertainers, the athletes that have joined the show. And The beauty of doing this for 10 years is to see how many things have changed over a decade. And the one thing I see changed is I'm happy I'm not resting on I'm a retired rich athlete laurels. Because I can't lie, when I looked at those videos, that's exactly what I saw. Eating Eatos, didn't care what I was wearing, didn't care about having a fresh cut. Like, what that was retirement. That was 2007 to 2011, me trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life as a 34-year-old man. And I saw that in those videos. I didn't even care. I was showing up with 5X polo shirts. I should have been fresh.
No, you remember what were those one polos that you liked, the t-shirts you liked that you got in downtown? What were they called? Oh, the t-shirts. I forgot. They're like sport goods or something.
Whatever.
So you would just be showing up with t-shirts. It's like, I got a fresh t-shirt for today's show. It's like, exactly. Okay, Jalen.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of the name.
Don't even bother.
I love
Don't even bother. Well, listen, I appreciate the time and energy that you've put into this show.
You know what else I miss?
Don't say it.
All right, I won't say it. There was a time that we did this show and you didn't have kids.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
We used to get it in.
Okay. There was a time we did this show and I didn't have adult responsibilities way I do now.
No. I read our contracts. I read every word of my contract. And there's some clauses in there that just say things like if you do, like, just morality comes into it and unbecoming to the company. And I'm looking at these like, okay, maybe we should.
But that's changed. That's changed.
That's changed over time.
How about this? In this 10-year period, I'm going to just throw out a few things that have changed. Name, image, and likeness for athletes. NBA and NFL not punishing players for marijuana.
You lost 40 pounds.
Low management in sports. That wasn't happening then.
No.
Right? LeBron has played for a couple of teams and won 4 championships.
Every athlete has a podcast now. You can just assume if they're wearing a uniform, they have a podcast. You can find it.
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. We're going to keep giving the people what they want. We're going to be doing live shows. We're going to be coming to a city town near you. Let us know why Jalen and Jacoby should come and represent.
And whether you were someone like Jeremy Frankel, who was in the studio hanging stuff on the walls in 2011, or whether you were cutting the video for today's show, and no matter how you affected the show behind the scenes, whether you were just
grateful
and a listener that called in and contributed, we appreciate all of your contributions and, of course, all the executives that gave us these opportunities. But here's the problem, Jace. This sounds like we're leaving. I'll be here for another. We're going to do a 30, 25. I'm not going to stop this, man. I'm not going to stop.
Like I said, man, it's like a black birthday. We about to celebrate this until next year.
Let's do it. And then we'll just do the 11 year.
Correct.
Just got that zero at the end of the number. Doesn't mean we can't celebrate,
right? Let's get it.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
We'll be back on Monday with another dope pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. Like the Blastmaster KRS-One once said, we're not done. We're not done. We are not done.